This is My Health Matters, a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE, reaching out to our mountain neighbors with essential health information.
Amanda Martin, I'm the Executive Director for the Center for Rural Health Innovation.
As we continue this part of the conversation, I ask, how do the school nurses feel about this program and about the extra responsibility that comes along with being a part of that telehealth network?
So that's an interesting way to ask it. Is it more responsibility or is it an extra tool in their kit?
It's actually an extra tool.
As a way for them to do just a little bit more for their students.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have yet to meet a school nurse whose heart was not in the job, right?
Right.
They are there to help their kids be healthy, ready to learn in the classroom every day possible. They want them to be successful, and they know health is part of it. So if a school nurse has a tool in her office like a scale or a computer or a thermometer, this is no different.
Right.
Maybe a little more complicated. But for the most part, we've had very positive responses from the school nurses. They're anxious to have it, and they're glad to have this resource available to them.
So now your providers, they work from home. It's all teleconferencing. Where do they come from? Who are they?
Oh, well, that's a great question. So our lead nurse practitioner is a lady named Tanya Hensley Shuffler, and she lives in Marshall in Madison County.
Mm-hmm.
She used to run the school-based health center in Madison County. It was at the middle school there in, I guess, in Marshall for about 5 years. So she has lots of experience running school-based health care. She's a family nurse practitioner. She has a doctorate in nursing practice. She teaches at Western Carolina University.
Wow.
And in her spare time, sees patients for us through this network and guides our program. We have another family nurse practitioner who lives in Rutherford County, who, again, works from home. She's a mother of many children and just the coolest, calmest, collected lady you've ever met. And she's very smart, and she's worked for us for about 3 years now, and I think I've been physically present with her maybe twice, three times, because all of my staff work remotely. Telecommuting is not new for our organization.
And how has COVID-19 affected with the schools and everything shut down? Had they been able to do much at all?
You know, when schools shut down, we took a big gasp, right?
I'm sure.
Now, keeping in mind that we're not just in Mitchell and Yancey County, we're in several other counties, the answer is different in each community. So some school districts said the buildings are closed, nobody's allowed in. Others were more, we're not going to gather here, but the school nurse is still going to report every day. There's been some variability. So we have not closed.
Mm-hmm.
We've reduced our hours because there's no need to stand by all day, every day like we usually do. But we've certainly continued to see patients, but figure we've gone from seeing 300 in a month to 15.
Yeah.
And a lot of those have been strictly video conferencing without the whole kit because we're seeing them from home. But this has been an interesting time when a lot of primary care offices, those medical homes, have also switched over to telehealth. So, for example, if Dr. Smoker is your primary care doctor here in Mitchell or Yancey County, for the last 4 months, you've been able to see him by video. So why would you come to Healthy Schools if you could see your primary care doctor both from the comfort of your home? And every time, the right thing to do is to go see your primary care doctor.
Always is.
So we're still here to fill in the gaps. Now, we do have a couple of interesting things that have continued despite COVID, despite schools being released early in the spring. One is the Tipton Hill Clinic. So the north end of Mitchell County, the Tipton Hill Community Center, just across the street from Griffith's store, we have a small clinic there that's open 15 hours a week and staffed by a CNA. And she can present as the school nurse would in one of the schools, but she can present anybody in the community. The best way to get that information is on the Facebook page for the Tipton Hill Clinic to confirm what hours she's open. You call ahead, make an appointment, and she'll present you to our provider. And we'll see anybody in the community, any insurance. And if we don't take your insurance, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'll get it worked out one way or the other. Well, that's really neat. So there is, even with COVID-19, a lot of things going on with it. As the schools get ready to start opening back up, you'll have to go back to work, won't you?
We sure will. And, you know, we're really hoping to be part of the solution for schools. Because, you know, they're all scrambling, trying to figure out what to make of the latest instructions from the state, latest instructions from the federal government, and to do the right thing by their own families and children. So, we hope to be part of that solution. And let me tell you the magical phrase that sticks in my head when I'm thinking about how Healthy Schools can be part of the solution. Because the first question we get is, are you going to do COVID testing? No, sir. We're not going to be able to buy the test if we wanted to. It's not appropriate. It needs to be the health department and primary care practices.
That's their thing.
It's somebody else.
Yeah.
It's not us.
Have fun.
But here's the magical phrase that I feel like is where we can step in.
Mm-hmm.
A child who is exhibiting symptoms that are going to flag for, oh, that could be COVID.
Right.
Can come back to school if they have a confirmed alternative diagnosis. I'll say it again. Confirmed alternative diagnosis. And what does that mean? That means that cough is due to allergies. Or that means it's strep throat. Or their asthma's flaring because it's fall and we've started burning wood again and the wood smoke is flaring up their asthma.
Always does, yeah.
So that would be a confirmed alternative diagnosis that would let a coughing child go back to math class.
Ah, so that's gorgeous. That's beautiful.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, and so very helpful to the overall situation, won't it?
I sure hope so. We need to find that way to be in the right spot, to be a resource, and to be timely. We can't see everybody straight off the bus. I only have so many providers who can see somebody at 8:15, but they can be at school long enough for us to clear them or diagnose something else, then we can try to help keep kids in a learning situation instead of at home.
We'll pause our conversation here and continue tomorrow with Amanda Martin of the Center for Rural Health Innovations. Going to talk a little bit about the need for behavioral services and also how they help the staff and the teachers and the principals and anybody that works for the school system, bus drivers, about how that program helps them as well. So lots more to talk about, and we'll carry on with that tomorrow. Again, thank you to Amanda Martin, the Executive Director of the Center for Rural Health Innovations, for talking with us. And thank you for listening.
My Health Matters is a public service of Search in partnership with WKYK and WTOE. For more information, please visit our website, searchwnc.org.